Gary Lee with Ozark Radio Sports, and with me, head football coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's boy, it's rapidly approaching high school football season, and you know, I've talked with several SEA coaches already, and I'll just ask you the same thing: is this the weirdest spring and summer to prepare for a fall football season that you can date and remember?
Oh yeah. It's most definitely. It's just one of those things. It's day by day, and you know, right now everything's normal, and hopefully it continues to be.
Well, you know, the summer workouts, the young men, a lot, they had to kind of do their own thing there for a while as the social distancing was in place, and you know, been hearing a lot of good stories that a lot of our young players took that upon themselves to get bigger and stronger on their own. Are you seeing pretty much the same thing there in Mountain Grove?
Yeah, we, you know, we had some kids that really, you know, through the break, you know, we basically, had two months off, and they worked and got better. You know, we were trying to give them workouts, but, you know, they went the extra mile and did extra things. But, you know, and that's what we hope that all of our kids do, but, you know, some of them for sure did it.
Well, you know, last year, your Mountain Grove Panthers, you were young. You were probably, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to step out on a limb and say you were the youngest SCA team out there. Is that pretty close to being correct?
Well, I think, you know, definitely we were young. I don't know if we were the youngest, but we were towards the top of that list. You know, we got a lot of kids returning back this year. You know, I think we got 8 starters on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we got some experience coming back.
You know, and that is key. I mean, you've been around this high school football sport, you know, for years, and that experience being out there, you know, forget the outcomes, but just being out there and getting acclimated and understanding just how fast varsity football is, that's going to pay some dividends this coming year, isn't it?
Yes, it will. And, you know, and don't realize the speed of the game changes so much from JV to varsity. And when you're playing younger kids, you know, they're asked to play at that level.
Yeah, and in some cases, 8th grade to varsity.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of teams in the SCA, you know, you'll see a freshman or two spread out there on Friday nights, but, you know, hopefully you don't have many.
Yeah, well, what are some of the things that you've seen now that you've been able to, you know, get around the boys and see them? You've seen some pretty good positive stuff?
Yeah, I think the attitude's really good this year. I mean, you know, considering having a rough year last year, I think the kids expect to be back toward the top you know, go out there and compete and give a chance to win every Friday night.
Well, it's, you know, you and I talked about this last year. You can have great athletes, but it's that one year to be able to be, you know, in high school from a freshman to a sophomore, from a sophomore to a junior. That there's a big transition in the physical stature of a young player. And, you know, it wasn't that there wasn't the athleticism there but a lot of it is just size. You know, you can be a great athlete, you can be fast, but you're easy to move. You're easy to block. And you guys are going to overcome that hump.
Right. You know, there's a lot of difference between a freshman and a senior. I mean, you know, take a picture of yourself when you're a freshman, then look at yourself as a senior. There's a big difference there. And you know, it's just a growing up period.
Now, what are you looking at as far as some of your skill positions? There are going to be some new faces out there?
We got a bunch of kids returning. You know, our quarterback position will change. We graduated the senior last year, and we're going to have right now, a sophomore is going to step in there and Tyson Elliott, and I think he's had a good summer, and look for good things out of him. But at the running back position, a lot of same old faces, and also at receiver.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be an interesting season with the pandemic that's out there, and what's the feel of the kids? I mean, what do you get from them? How they're dealing with this situation at hand?
I think the biggest thing is they're just anxious to get there and, you know, get to week one and get to go out there and play. And that's kind of the focus. And, you know, I tell them every day, we're taking it day by day, and, you know, we look forward to seeing Fair Grove on first Friday night.
And what do you expect to see out of Fair Grove in week one? Are they got a lot of players coming back. I mean, they've been pretty solid the last few years.
They do have they're going to have a big junior class. Last year they were, you know, they had, you know, I think 12 seniors and 9-10 of those started. So, you know, I think they will be a little bit younger in that aspect, mm-hmm. you know, because last year was their big senior class.
And then week two, I know you coaches hate to look ahead, but, you know, we're ahead of the week one. But week two, something a little different. You're going to head east. You're going to go to the Boot Hill and take on Caruthersville. And that I think that'll be a fun trip. And it's a long ways, but it's a fun trip. And a football team that is rich in tradition, as is the Mountain Grove Panthers. So that ought to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's something we're looking forward to. You know, for the past several years, it's always been Fair Grove and Stratford. And this year, we kind of mixed it up, and we're going to take a trip and go down to Caruthersville. I know they return a couple of nice players mm-hmm. and a quarterback and linebacker, but you know, it'll be a fun trip.
Yeah, the one thing you can always count on when you play Caruthersville is speed. They're going to have speed.
Yes, and you know, the little film that I've watched on them, and you know, their quarterback's real shifty, and he's a nice player.
Now, as we head into, you know, the season, and I've asked all the coaches the same thing, and how is it going to work? I mean, you know, as of right now, is it just going to be business as usual, Friday night, come watch these boys play, and is that kind of where we're at right now with the Panthers' home opener?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at right now. We want to keep everything as normal as can be. You know, of course, we're going to follow all the guidelines that we need to, and we're going to go out there and play football, and hopefully that's the way it is.
Yeah, right on. Again, Brandon Rogers here with us and the head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers. We appreciate you taking the time to share that with us, and don't forget, during the regular season, we have our Friday morning coaches show, and Brandon will be having you on a few times there as well. So appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you very much.